free session. For Coates Hire, call 13 15 52 or drop into your local branch.
This is the NRL Recovery Session on Triple M.
Now, before we talk about the likelihood of Cameron Smith maybe missing Origin, possibly, please, Lord, MG, you got something for us?
Just got a text message. I know Gussie's off today with a slight case of...
thrush of the mouth
again. But he's texted, boys, he goes, boys, listen to the show, sounding great. Well, there's a reason we're sounding great. He said, look, you forgot G. Widdop for 5'8 for the Blues.
Okay. Now, where do we start with that? Gus, got to break some news to you, champ. He's a Yorkshireman. Now, last time I checked with the rules, that if you come from the Halifax region in the north of England,
the Pennines,
you can't play, you cannot play State of Origin football. But, mate, you're on the right track. Maybe we should pick Sam Burgess and Sonny Bill and Sean Johnson as well. Maybe Sam Tonkins, gentlemen. Just a little bit of research, buddy. Yeah. Okay, Isaac Luke, boys. Well, caught a bit of a boot in the face from Cameron Smith. MG, you saw it. Cameron Smith, could he be in a bit of strife?
Look, I don't think he will be.
Oh, no, come on, MG. Will he be in a bit of strife?
Well, I think he'll get grade one, careless.
Yeah.
And he'll have some carryover points. He won't miss Origin. I don't think any player deserves to miss Origin for that, but it was a little bit reckless and careless. And if it was somebody else with a bit of a track record, they might have been looking at a different penalty.
It's going to be interesting. This could be something really... lights up the series. If he can guarantee, if he is charged and he misses game one, can you imagine the outcry?
Oh. The conspiracy.
It'll start, and it'll give Jake Friend a chance. Well, Jake Friend was best player on ground on Friday night.
They've got an abundance. Queensland have got an abundance of hookers. They've got McCulloch. They've got Seguiaro.
Yeah, I know.
They've got Friend.
Yeah.
We've got Robbie Farron.
Yeah. And Nathan Peets.
And Nathan Peets, hello. He was their best player, Parramatta.
Just on Isaac Luke, geez, I tell you what, it appears as though him and Michael Maguire, certainly there's been a fall out of sorts. He started on the bench again on Saturday night, MG.
16-2 behind before he even got a look in the game. And sometimes pride's got to take a back seat. And you got to say, I've got to pick my best 13. Even though if he is leaving at the end of the year, I think if Isaac Luke's in the best 13 for South. Yeah. I think that goes without saying. He should be starting.
I tell you what, just on the Melbourne Storm, they're not going anywhere. Most people thought they'd slide in 2015.
Oh, I did.
Mate, once again, come the middle of the season when the season's just starting to warm up, they're proving to be one of the sides to beat.
Craig Bellamy, I mean, he has an uncanny knack of turning players into superstars, and he's doing it again down there. He's blokes like Tohu Harris and...
mate, Jesse Bromwich.
Jesse is the best front rower in the comp.
Yeah, he certainly is, mate.
And you know, he's just you look at the top four teams: Melbourne, Brisbane, North Queensland, all out of city teams, and Dragons are there holding the fort for us Sydney side as well. And Dragons.
Yeah, so there we are. First third of the competition over as we head into State of Origin football.
As you mentioned, Gussie's off today, but on Friday we had a bit of fun with him interviewing Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet. He's done it before, and it wasn't really Tony Hadley.
No, that's right. Why isn't he here again today, by the way?
Oral thrush.
Again?
Wow. I didn't know you could get it once.
He's been unlucky, hasn't he?
There you go.
Well, hold on. It's not unlucky. Mate, it's just some blokes can't cop the tip. You get it from domestic pets, farm animals, and the floors and public toilets.
Mm.
You just got to cop the tip, champ.
Which one of them's he got it from?
All three.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gussie...